MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Isaac Odendahl. He is our Old Mutual Wealth Investment Strategist. Isaac, really appreciate the time this morning. A really fun note that you put out earlier this week, talking around potential meteors hitting our planet, but that's not where we're going to go this morning. The line that really jumped out to me, you talk around governments borrowing. We pay about 9% as a country on our debt, nominal economic growth around 5%, which means revenue growing more or less at 5%, tax revenue. Short answer, it's just not enough if we have got that debt at 5. I mean, that perfectly illustrates the hole that government finds themselves in financially.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it also illustrates that the core problem we have in South Africa is low economic growth.
Mm.
Right? If we had faster economic growth, we would not have that big hole in the budget. We would not be spending as much on interest as we do.
Yeah.
And we would not be probably having these difficult budget discussions that kind of led to the postponing of the budget last week in the first place. So the core problem is still faster economic growth. But until we can get to a point where the economy picks up meaningfully, there's going to have to be discipline in the budget.
And that economic growth, I mean, if we were doing, I don't know, 4%, and 4%, not nominal, but a proper 4%, as we were doing 20 years ago when Trevor Manuel was our finance minister, kind of all of our problems suddenly start to melt away. It is just, I mean, it's not simple to get 4%, but that is sort of the solution.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back over the last 30 years, I mean, South Africa in the late 90s also had a high debt to GDP ratio, not as high as now, but back then interest rates were much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So our debt service burden was pretty much similar to where it is now. It was about 20 cents in every rand that SARS collected went to interest payments. And then subsequently, you know, as we had that economic boom in the early 2000s, you know, we managed to get that interest burden down quite nicely. We managed to actually end just before 2008. We were running a budget surplus.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a combination of strong economic growth, but then also prudent management of public finances.
Yeah.
Clearly then over the last decade, and people forget this, but I mean, in 2013, we were still growing at 3%. So it really has been the last decade where growth slowed dramatically. And both real and nominal growth slowed substantially, and I think persistently disappointed expectations. So if you look at how Treasury tried to manage the budget, you know, every single year they would forecast that growth would improve over the medium term, and they would base their budget on that projected improvement in growth, and it just never materialized. It was really only in 2022 or 2021 after the COVID rebound that we actually had for once a year of positive economic surprises. But for the rest, it was persistent negative economic surprises, and as a result, yeah, here we are today with high debt levels and a particularly high debt service burden.
Yeah, and raising VAT 2%, politically unpopular, 100%. Truth is, finance minister has to make some or other decision that is going to be politically unpopular. This is not a budget that leaves space, or an economy that leaves space for populist politics. This is going to be an unpopular budget, however he resolves it.
Yeah, and I think that's important for people to remember, is that what is quote-unquote a good budget will differ whether you are a consumer or a taxpayer on the one hand, or whether you are an investor, or perhaps whether you are someone who has a long-term view in mind. Because yes, I mean, if we don't tackle this problem now, it's only going to get worse. And, you know, we don't have any good choices at the moment, but at least we still have choices.
Yeah.
If you leave this for another 10 years, we're going to have no choices. You know, you're going to be forced into things that maybe, you know, are completely unpalatable and completely disruptive. So yes, I think tough choices will have to be made. I think it looks like we're not going to get the VAT increase. If you sort of read the reports of discussions underway at the moment, I think we should rule that out. So then the question is, the additional spending that was planned, that will have to fall away, or you would need to raise revenue in some other way. I really don't think additional borrowing is an option. I think that is really just creating long-term problems. So this is a test of the GNU's commitment to fiscal consolidation. I do think that they will make a plan. I don't think we're gonna end up with more borrowing. Mm-hmm. But this is a test. And of course, I think we must also remember this is our first attempt at budgeting.
Yeah.
Under a coalition government. The budget's always used to run like clockwork. But that's because we had one single party with a majority in parliament. Now we've got a coalition. I mean, we saw last year the German government basically fell apart because of these kind of budget squabbles, and that's why they had the election over the weekend. So coalition, doing budgets under coalitions is a slightly different animal to what we're used to.
Yeah, absolutely. You can run by clockwork when you are the timekeeper, but suddenly a coalition makes it a whole different game altogether. Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Investment Strategist, appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.